This is The Monster in the Hat, a supernatural fanfic written by Kurawa, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains very general spoilers for Season 1 of Supernatural and for Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat. The sun did not shine because it was night. We sat in our motel. I hid my fright. I kept it together. I tried to stay calm. Out there, Dad was hunting the thing that killed Mom. I sat there with Sammy. We sat there, we two. Sammy whined, "Dean, I'm bored. What can we do?" Too awake to sleep, the TV was bust. The pizza Dad ordered was eaten to crust. So all we could do was sit, 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 sit. We did not like it. Not one little bit. And then the locked door blew open with a thump. How that thump made us jump. The salt lines scattered across the mat. There stood that guy from Sammy's book, the cat in the hat. He prowled in and said, "Why do you sit there like that?" "I know that it's night and Daddy's gone out. The TV is broken. Sammy's starting to pout. But if you put your trust in me, there's plenty of fun to do and see." We'd raised Sammy on tales of magic beans and sheep, but I knew what happened to little Bo Peep from the stories Dad told when the kid was asleep. So I did not trust that monster with cat eyes gone yellow, and I ran for the knife Dad kept under his pillow. Then that big, stupid cat, he knocked me flat and whispered, "I could do much worse than that." "Don't worry, Dean," he said out loud. "I don't bite." That's when his sharp, sharp teeth caught the light. "Crazy cat," I whispered back. "You better get gone. Our dad's a hunter, you freaking moron." "But I like it here. I do not want to go." "And so," said the cat, so, I'll show you both a fun game that I know." "How about that, Sammy? Let's do it your way. You decide. Do you want to play?" "Don't do it, Sammy," I warned. And then, "Can you guess?" With a big grin, my brother said yes. The cat winked, said, "That's my boy." And he picked Sammy up like he was a toy. "Put him down," I yelled. "You don't get to stay. I don't care what stupid games you would play." "But, Dean, I'm hurt. You don't want to play? Maybe Sammy and I should just go away." "No, no," I said, grabbing Sammy's leg tight. "You can stay, Cat. You can stay here all night." He giggled then and picked me up, too. "This'll be so much fun. There's so much to do." As he held me, I shivered and tried not to fight. The cat's fur was cold. Something just wasn't right. Sammy's eyes had gone scared. I guess he felt it too. So I had to be brave. "What game? Is it new?" The cat's yellow eyes glittered. "Oh no, my game is old. The story that goes with it is the first ever told." "Sounds boring," I said, and faked a yawn, hoping to keep the thing busy till dawn. The cat shook me hard, snarled, "Dean, you are..." Then I heard the sound of our car. "Damn that man's timing," the cat hissed. "Still, it's for the best. Within a week, I'd skin you for a vest." John came in and found his boys tucked in bed, snug as a bug. Then he saw the salt scattered across the rug. When he checked on his sons, Dean woke ready to fight. The boys couldn't tell him what caused such a fright. John bundled them into the car and moved on that same night. The end. Author's note. Won first place and most creative writer in the SPN Land Crossover Writing Challenge. Thanks to my beta, Stevie. I'm really happy with how this turned out.